Yes, this hymn was such a blessing to me. And talking about hymns and about Elijah, this morning, and there was this something the Lord did for me, and there's something about these hymns, as Brother was speaking about, that these songs, these hymns are anointed. they meet you right where you're at. If you listen to the words and so forth. And like I was saying, I was down there in Mexico, away from family, away from everybody, and felt kind of alone. And I said, Lord, I need a touch from you. And I got on the floor in one of the bedrooms there, and I said, I'm not getting up until you touch me, Lord. And I don't know how long I was there just laying before the Lord, but then after a while, I remembered I had a cassette player. Back then, we had cassettes. We didn't have CDs. And so I had a tape in there already, and it was this song from the Ridgewood Choir. And I never hear it sung anywhere else except for on that tape. And I want to just try to, if I could get the right key here. How many are hungry for the Lord? If you want more of God, you gotta seek Him for more. God will give you more. And this was my heart's cry, that God would just touch me. And He did.
Elijah was a prophet. Elisha stood close by. And where'er the Spirit led him, he heard his servant cry, let thy mantle fall on me, let thy mantle fall on me, a double portion of thy Spirit, Lord, let thy mantle. When Elijah made that promise, the faithful he would be, his petition would be granted, and God's glory he would see. Let thy mantle fall on me, let thy mantle on me, a double portion of thy Spirit, Lord, let thy mantle fall on me.
Oh, glory to God. If I could find the next verse here. Hallelujah. Well, I lost it all. But that is my heart's cry. It says about that song, it says that this could be repeated. And if we would hunger for the Lord and just seek Him, God will give us that double portion we need. So if you know it, sing it with me.
Let thy mantle fall on me, let thy mantle fall on me, a double portion of thy Spirit, Lord, let thy mantle fall on me.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Wonderful Lord, hallelujah. Amen. Now let thy Spirit fall on me, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I heard that song in the village tonight. Praise God.
Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be
God. What's that mountain in your way? Maybe it's an attitude. Maybe it's a situation. Maybe it's a person. Hallelujah. That's opposing. But God can make wonderful changes by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. If we'll claim and open our hearts to His mighty working. Oh, let Thy Spirit fall on me, Lord. Yes. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. This mountain shall be removed, not by my might or my power, but by your Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's sing that chorus again. And whatever your mountain is, bring it to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And trust Him. Praise God.
This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed.
To us, that situation, that need in that person's life, whatever it may be, but oh, it's not a mountain to God. Hallelujah. Oh, by the power of the Holy Ghost, God can remove any mountain.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
No matter what anyone says, no matter what the doctors say, no matter what other people say, this mountain can be removed and shall be removed by God's Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see stand while we sing.
Good choice. That's in our white book, 111.
Lord, I want to live so close to Thee that I know Your will and plan for me, just to have Your blessing on the things I do and Your strength in each trial to step through. Fresh anointing, a fresh anointing.
Grant it, Lord. Grant a fresh anointing to each one that's leaving tomorrow. We pray, Jesus, that throughout the night You're working them. Lord, while we sleep, You're still working. And we commit them to You, Lord, and pray that You'll finish up that good work that You brought them here to receive. And Lord, we pray that You'll give them fresh oil to take home with them in their vessels. We pray that the sense of Your presence, the hunger for Jesus will be very real in these days, Lord, when they go back home. And they'll find it helps them to seek You, to make time for You, to spend time in Your presence. And Lord, we pray that the work that You've done in their lives will take root and continue to grow and bring forth much fruit in them. Cover them with Your blood as they travel. And Lord, cause them to see Your footprints. You've gone before, and now lead them in Your paths. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, one of the things the Lord did for me as a young person coming up to camp, I came up with my parents. I was a teenager. And when I left Pilgrim Camp, I had such a desire for Jesus. I felt homesick for Jesus. That's the only way I can explain it. You know what it's like to be homesick? Maybe you're homesick tonight. I don't know. But I remember going home, and oh, I missed that presence of God. That I didn't even realize what I was experiencing until it wasn't there. And then I said, oh, Jesus. I would get away. I would slip into a room by myself, and I would just say, oh, Jesus, can't You come to me? At home like You do at Pilgrim Camp. I miss You. I miss that touch. And you know, that was good for me because it cut me seeking God at home. It helped me. It drew me. I longed for Him, and I took advantage of opportunities to spend time praying and getting into His Word. I couldn't wait to get to church and just be in His presence with His people. You know, that hunger is like a magnet. It just draws you to Him. And we read about that this morning in our morning devotion, the hunger and the thirst for God. And we ought to ask God to give that to us. And so that when we do go back home, that that we'll continue seeking Him and continue finding Him. Praise God. The Lord gives us a little taste. Taste and see that the Lord is good here at camp. And then, now we're spoiled. It's like the parents that kept trying to feed their kid carrots and, celery and all this health food. And they were determined to raise their kid on the healthiest stuff until he went to his friend's house for a play date and discovered a cookie. And now he came back home and he said those dreaded words to his parents, "I want a cookie." And they were shocked. But he was spoiled. He tasted something so much better. And now he would never be the same. And so we got a taste of Jesus and we go back home and we say, I don't want it to be the way it was. I want more of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, that's a blessing.